Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Reuben Rivers was born on October 30th, 1918, in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Upon graduating high school, he worked as a railway worker. He was drafted into the U.S. Army to fight in World War II in January of 1942 at 24 years old. Rivers was assigned to the 761st Tank Battalion, which later became known as the Black Panthers. They were a primarily black battalion that was treated as an experiment. At the time, the military was segregated, and the military wasn't sure that black soldiers had the intellect or ability to operate tanks. As a result, the 761st trained for 2 years, as opposed to the standard few months, before being deployed. Then Staff Sergeant Rivers and the rest of the Black Panthers arrived in Normandy in 1944. During 183 days of continuous combat, the Panthers traveled through six countries and liberated 30 towns on their march to Germany, becoming the first African-American tank battalion to see combat. On November 19, 1944, the 761st was advancing towards Gobeling, France. As Rivers' tank crossed a railroad, it hit a mine, causing shrapnel to slash Rivers' leg to the bone. He repeatedly refused morphine and evacuation, telling his CO, "Captain, this is going to be bad. You're going to need me. A couple days won't make any difference." Rivers took command of another tank and continued on for another 3 days until the Panthers were stopped by fire from a German anti-tank unit. The company commander ordered the Panthers retreat, but Rivers, seeing the location of the enemy, radioed and said, "I see him. We'll fight him." He and another tank engaged the enemy, providing cover fire for the rest of the Panthers as they withdrew. Suddenly, Rivers' tank was hit by two high-powered artillery shells, killing him and wounding the rest of the crew. Rivers was recommended for the Medal of Honor by his commanding officer, but it was a long shot. At that point, no African Americans had been awarded the Medal of Honor for their actions during the First or Second World War. Finally, in 1997, over 50 years later, Staff Sergeant Reuben Rivers was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his fighting spirit and daring leadership. The award was presented to his eldest sister, and Rivers' CO, who initially recommended him for the award, attended the ceremony. Rivers is buried at the Lorraine American Cemetery in France. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.